But these are they that testify of me.
Hallelujah.
So, not Old Testament. Did you see that? Scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Luke 24, from verses 25. Okay, let's get down to 27. He says, 25. He said, all who swore to believe in all the prophets have spoken. He said, all who love the Christ to suffer the sin and enter into his glory. And beginning from Moses. That is what he said. Moses will be Genesis. And all the prophets. So he called Genesis to Malachi, Moses and the prophet. That is how scripture was known. Or that's how Genesis to Malachi was called. Moses and all the prophets. It's called scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. He said, from a child, you've known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, he now says, all scriptures. Watch that. Pastrape is referred to Genesis down to Malachi. Amen. So, Genesis down to Malachi is called scriptures. It's not called Old Testament. And I said to us as a church, we will stop calling it the Old Testament. Amen. Shortly. Amen. You can use Old Testament for reference, but that is not what it's called. Okay, there it is. That's not what it's called. It's called scriptures. Because that is where Jesus was reading from. The primary way Jesus explained God and the apostles was from Genesis down to Malachi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Will explain God or teach about God will be from the scripture. Genesis down to Malachi. Hallelujah. That was primary. They couldn't have discovered, they couldn't have thought about God or teach about God from our Krishna book. They would have done that from Hindu or from Quran. They had to use the scriptures because the scripture is the only means through which God is known. God is explained in the scriptures. That's why we say theology outside the scriptures is not theology. Amen. The theology must be founded in the scriptures. Amen. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's very vital. So, the apostles, the way they would now write about God or teach from scriptures is to employ shorthand within the Old Testament books. They employ shorthand. Like I said to you, when they wrote epistles, when they wrote the epistles, they didn't write the epistles when they were with them. The epistles were not written when the apostles were with the people. The epistles were rather written when the apostles were away. Right? Epistles were written. So when the apostles are with them, they would teach from the scriptures. You see that? So when they were not away, or when they were not around rather, they would use epistles to write to them. Amen. So the epistles will be scriptures explained when the apostles were not around. Did you see that? In Acts 2, when Peter was there, he taught on the scriptures. Acts 3, he taught on the scriptures. Acts 7, we saw Stephen, he taught on the scriptures. Hallelujah. Because you can't use any other material to teach about God. So in writing about God, they will employ shorthand. What is shorthand? Shorthand means to use a word or a sentence or a phrase that combines narratives within the Old Testament books. Meaning when you see that shorthand, you have to go back again to reread it. For example, we use the word redeem. Redeem is a shorthand for what God did in Egypt till they got into the land. Did you see that? So you have to go back to reread it. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. So the writers of the synoptic, I'm trying to be fast because we have a lot to look at. Writers of the synoptics, when they were writing, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they were writing about the incarnation. Watch it now. And if you meet them, you know this. They were writing about the incarnation, and they wrote it from the scriptures. They were writing for you to see that Jesus is God in man. Jesus is God, became a man. And they wrote it from the scriptures. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm writing for you to read it from the scriptures. So they will employ shorthand. Look at Matthew 1:1. Matthew will say, the book of the generations of Jesus.
What does Matthew 1 verse 1? It says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now we looked at that. He used the word generations there. The word generations there is the word Genesis, where you find the word Genesis. So making you see that the Genesis is the Genesis of Jesus. So that means when you go to Genesis, you go to what you find here is the Genesis of Jesus. He calls him the son of David, the son of Abraham. Meaning that is the theme within the Genesis book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we saw it. That when you find the word son there, you shouldn't be asking yourself, who is the mother? That is the wrong question. Amen. Well, that's the wrong question. When you say son there, we say the use of the word son is when you find out what seed there are. Right? When you find out what seed there are. And we say seed is used when you have seed of David, seed of Abraham, it means the offspring of God that will come through the lineage of man. So when God says to Abraham and his seed, it's God choosing Abraham's lineage to come through. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He did the same for David in 2 Samuel chapter 5. Okay, sorry. 2 Samuel quickly. Let's see 2 Samuel. Glory to God. For the following. Sometimes I feel like I should run back. 2 Samuel 7 verse 12. He says, and when the days be fulfilled, that thou shalt sleep with thy father, I will set up thy feet after thee. This is God speaking to David. He said, I will set up. The word set up there is the word used for the resurrection. So God is saying he's going to raise the seed of David. Hallelujah. The seed of David. And I told you, when you hear the word seed there, is referring to God's offspring through the lineage of man. That is God saying he's going to use David. And on Tuesday, I showed us that. I said to us, for me, who is the first king in Israel? Bible people will say it's Saul, right? But I will tell you it's David. Amen. From scripture, is David. Glory to God. God's king over Israel. Glory to God. That's not something to form a church over. The king, the first king, no. Don't make a church over that. You don't form a church over that. Amen. But it's very simple. It's that set up thy seed after thee. David is the one that is from the tribe of Judah. Saul was from where? Benjamin. I showed us that on Thursday. Glory to God. Amen. But he said, I will set up thy seed after thee. The seed there you think is going to be Solomon, but it's not Solomon. He said, I will proceed out of thy body and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name. So when he will build an house. And I told you, no man can build a house for God. No man. Hallelujah. No man can build a house for God. God himself builds his house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God himself builds his house. Jesus will say, I'll build my church. God himself. Amen. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. God is the one building his house. But where did Moses build? Moses didn't build a house for God. Solomon didn't build a house for God. What they follow me? What they did was a teaching us. To show you this is what God is doing in the earth. So Moses will now typify what he's teaching with a tabernacle. And the same thing to Solomon will do. Solomon will make a temple and he will say, God can dwell in this house. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 7. Solomon said it. He said, God can dwell in this house. He said, why? Because he said, the heavens of heavens. Hallelujah, cannot contain you. See, how much more this building that I've built? Okay, following me. So, men didn't build house for God. So what they did was to use a structure to show you what God is building in the earth. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me here. That's what God is doing in the earth. God is the one building his house. So he says, he will build a house. Now, when you know what build a house there, he's referring to the word the family. That's the word house there. A family. It can be Solomon. Look at what he said. He said, I will establish his kingdom forever. Come on. Solomon's kingdom was not forever. Hallelujah. Whose kingdom is forever? The kingdom of Jesus is forever. Hallelujah. So we're talking about not Solomon here, but actually the Lord. And in Psalms 110, David will now see that, say, the Lord said to my Lord. Did you hear that? Because he knows that his seed will be the Lord. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make thy enemies your footstool. Is that? Yahweh says to Yahweh. Glory to God. Yahweh says to Yahweh. So, therefore, the son of David, the son of Abraham, will be God's offspring, God, through the lineage of man. And that is why when you get over the genealogy of Jesus, you'll find David there, you'll find Abraham there, you'll find Noah there. Because God said he was going to come through their seed. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Look at Mark 1. Mark was saying, the beginning of the gospel, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He used the word beginning there, Mark 1, 1. Mark 1, 1. So the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is that, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is that, when Matthew used Son of David, Son of Abraham, Mark said the Son of God. It's the same thing. Now use the word beginning there, Alkeoma. The word used for the beginning in Genesis. So, but yet, Arche or Archeomai, using scriptures, many times he refers to Genesis. So that means you must always go back to read. So they are starting up to write, or they are opening their letters, and they are taking your mind again to Genesis. You have to start reading from where we're writing from. Therefore, we say, the New Testament writers were not wanting for you to neglect the Old Testament books. They were writing for you to see what they are writing and go back to reread. From where they were writing from. And I said this on Thursday. I said, you cannot understand the New Testament on its own. But they are, yes, that is true. You cannot understand the New Testament on its own. The New Testament must be read in line with the Old Testament books. Amen. Because the New Testament will always point you back to the Old Testament books. And the Old Testament books can be read on its own. But it will always lead you to the New Testament books. So the Bible, scripture probably read together. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Let's see one more. Let's see John. John. Now, take note, they were writing for you to see where they were writing for, and then to also know that Jesus is God. Right? They're not writing for you to say Jesus is God. Son of David, son of Abraham, is to show you that he's God. This is God in the lineage of man. Through the lineage of man. You see that? He's God. Now, they, but Jesus never said he's God. Are you okay? When Jesus says he's the shepherd, what does he mean? Who is called shepherd? Shepherd is used for God. Amen? Amen? In John chapter 10, that's what John says. When he now said to them, he said to them, he was talking to them about the Father. And the Daddy's verse, he said to us, then, the man picked up stone. Stone, so pick up stone to is used for those who have committed blasphemy. Then Jesus says, many good works have shown you, so, and he didn't stone you. So what is stoning you? They not respond. For good work will stone you not, but for thou being a man, say you are God. Say that is so. That means Jesus is God. He said it. He's God. Hallelujah. Jesus is God. So John, in John 1, John says, in the beginning, down to Genesis again. Beginning, okay, Genesis, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were spreaded by him. Now nothing was left in me that is made. He said, him is life. Life, brother. And the life is the light of men. And the light shines in darkness. And darkness comprehended us. So there was a man who was sent to bear witness of the light. I mean, there was a man who was sent. He was sent to bear witness of the light. That all through him may believe. He is not that light. But was sent to bear witness of that light. Now, if you get to verse 9, it says that was the true light. The light of every man that cometh into the world. He says he was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him. He said he came to his own and his own received him. But as many have received him, he said to them he gave the right to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, who were born of the blood, not the will of the flesh, but of the will of man, but of God. Now verse 14, he now says, and the world. What is the Word? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, many times, the thing I said, the Word became flesh, and all the words of the prophets together now started wearing heads, and no. When I said the Word there is that word Daba. Daba is used for God. It is for the visible reality of God in your Old Testament books. is a visible reality of God. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, the Bible says the word of the Lord came to Abraham, seeing the word of the Lord. Visible. He came seeing to Abraham. In verse 4, the word of the Lord came seeing. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord appeared. The word of the Lord appeared to who? To Samuel. In verse 21, the word of God appeared to Samuel by the word of the Lord. Did you see that? So, God was visible within the 39 books, within the Old Testament books. So that visible reality is called the Dabayan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. He's called the Dabayahu. God. The word of the Lord. Now I said to us, the difference between the Old and the New Testament is not Jesus Christ. Because we have Jesus in the New Testament. Hallelujah. I know I said this thing some years back during on the time the gospel to the Zohar. Some of you looked at me. I said, no, so this is not the right time to talk about it. No, it is true. And this is not the right answer over here. I'm going to teach it over here. Amen. Did you guys remember? We're reading from John chapter 1. And I mentioned it. God listened to that message. I still listened to the message recently. And yeah. I don't want it to be short. We're suing. Then I said it. Amen. He was in the world. So Jesus was in the world, but he wasn't called Jesus. He's called the word of the Lord. Now, what John is saying is that that word of the Lord that appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said that is what has now become a man. Now, how did he appear to them? Did he appear to them as a man in the Old Testament book? No! He appeared as God, supernatural being, not as a man. But in the New Testament, God became a man. He became a man. Hallelujah. Amen. Was he called Jesus in the Tabernacle book? No. He's called the word of the Lord. But in the New Testament book, he's called Jesus. Hallelujah. So we can answer that question on understanding the gospel, right? Concerning name. I will ask that question, what did Paul see? I'll ask that question, what did Paul see on his way to Damascus? What did he see? And I said to us, just in conclusion, but we'll take it up. He said he saw the Dabba Yahweh in the Christmas. That was the icing on the cake for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 28. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority, that's what power, has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Remember, I'm teaching us on witness to the leading of the Spirit. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe. What are teaching them to observe? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always until the end of the age. Now, I said that gives us the responsibility of the local church. Right? That's what the local church is, to raise disciples through the teaching of God's word. The church, the primary place, the primary activity in the church is teaching, not dancing. Amen. That's by the start. Now, after teaching them to observe what I've commanded you, now we're looking at leading of the Spirit. What I've commanded you. I would say, what has God commanded? Well, what did Jesus command? What did he command? That word commanded is the word enteloman, or enteloman in the Greek. Is the word used for, the word used for how you give an order, also used for teaching. So, what I've taught, what has Jesus taught them? Look at John 8, verse 12. John 8 verse 12. We're going to spend quite a while church today because I have to round up. Yeah. Amen. Those of us who know right, my cars can't move. Amen. Glory to God. Hope that sound is not showing my recording. Amen. Glory to God. John 8, verse 12. Are you there? John 8? Okay. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Oh, glory to God. Now remember, when he says, I'm the light of the world, that is an affirmation that he's God. When you hear the word, I'm the light of the world, that is John 1:3. You hear the word, I am. Ego ema. I am. John 1:3, he says, let there be light. That word, let there be light. Then in the Hebrew is actually higher all. It means I am light. That's what God said in Genesis 1:3. So when he says I am the light, that's Genesis 1:3. I am the light. Let there be light. It's the same thing. I am light. Amen. Says, I'm the light of the world. Hallelujah. Said he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Are you following Jesus? What does it mean to follow him? To be born again, right? Are you born again in the house? Say, I'm in the light. Say, I'm in the light. Glory to God. He said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. So Jesus lets us see, to be born again is to have light. That's the word fools in the Greek. Fools. I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me, who that follows me shall not walk in darkness. Oh, glory to God. I'm in the light. I walk in the light. I'm always in the light. There's no darkness in my path. Hallelujah. You know, the believer is encompassed with light. Glory to God. You don't have darkness. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So I don't have darkness. I don't walk in confusion. You know, darkness means confusion. Hallelujah. Amen. I say this to myself many times. When I get to the office, I say, I have the light of God. I know what to do and how to do what I need to do. The light of God shines in my path. I have wisdom to go. Amen. Amen. I'm not in darkness. I'm not in darkness. Say it always to yourself. Never say I don't know what to do. Never say I'm confused. No. No. You can't have that confusion from my mouth since I knew the truth. I can't be confused. I can't be confused. Hallelujah. That's a confession that is not in additional. Amen. This should not be your vocabulary. Confusion? No. I'm in the light. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, I don't die. No. I'm alive. I'm alive in Christ. Glory to God. Amen! So, look at what Jesus said. He said, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. He used that word walk there, paripatio in the Greek. Paripatio means to move about. To move about, meaning there is a walk in darkness. There is a walk in darkness. And I showed up last week. Jesus is saying that he that follows me will not walk in darkness. Meaning he will not be led in the dark. That means a man who is not born again. I heard something this morning from coming to church on my Facebook stuff. I said, a thief is a deception from the devil. I said it last week in church. Hallelujah. The life of the devil is a scam. Say, I'm a free thinker. Free thinking kill you there. There's no free thinking anywhere. I was going to an atheist one time. I told him, see. They scam you. Leave that thing. You know, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in devil. I'm just a free thinker. Look at your life now. You can see free thinking in your life. No. Hallelujah. Something like that. It's like I'm a free thinker. No. Because Jesus has shown you either you are in the light or you are in darkness. Chicken. No argument of that. Is that you are in the light? I don't want to. Some people are dramatic. I don't want to be too touchy. I want to be. Let me just stay. I don't want to start the day, but I don't want to. Let me just stay at the middle. Middle my tea. There is no middle. There is no middle at all. At all. There's no middle. You cannot be in the middle. Amen. Genesis 1:1. The Bible begins, opens up with a supernatural word. He said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Heavens and the earth. But soon after the earth alone without the heavens is without form and void. So who and for who? He said, and darkness. Watch it. Darkness of the fullness of the sea. That darkness there is supernatural darkness. Supernatural darkness. So darkness is supernatural. But the darkness is really partake light. So alright. Darkness is supernatural first. And that supernatural. So when you are not walking in the light, you are walking in darkness. When a man is not born again, he is in darkness. Don't sugarcoat it. Amen. Amen. glory to God. You can be fine looking. You can be anything. But once you're not born again, you are in the dark. Leave your money. Money can't buy you salvation. What are you following me? It can't buy you salvation. Like, as in never. And that's what Jesus said. We don't walk in darkness. In Colossians 1:13, he said he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. But when a man is not born again, he is in the kingdom of darkness. There's no addition to it. He's in the kingdom of darkness. In Ephesians 2:1, it says, Ephesians 2:1 quickly. And you have been quickened. He said, who was once dead in trespass and in sins? He said, wherein in time past, ye walk according to the course of this world. Ye walk according to the course of this world. Then the spirit that now walks in the children of disobedience. That means there is a spirit that walks in the unbeliever. Okay, follow me. That is what is living there. So a man who is not born again, a man who is not born again is in darkness. And that is how you will see a man who is not born again. The man who is in darkness that God wants his light to shine out from. Amen. Amen. That's why we are moved with compassion to pray for them. We are moved with compassion to reach out to God's word to them. Amen. Because we know that they are going to perish. Jesus said in John 3:16, we like to quote it, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. Meaning, if you don't believe in him, you will perish. Amen. Amen. I had a meeting with out of the deal. That was last week with your pastor. One of them, I won't call his name, let me not bring him out, was so worried about his grandma. He was so worried. I could not see it in his face. Very easy. Say, so, my grandma, thank God, he told me the church that the grandma went. He said, he told us the church the grandma went to. And I was just like, why is this guy worried unnecessarily now? In my mind, why is he worried unnecessarily? Are you trying to date me? I did not know my grandfather, but the expert that I heard is deep. I'm not waiting to see him on the other side. He is a wonderful exploit. Glory to God. So, what am I thinking? What thing did he not? So what begins to drop theology? What thing did he not hear the gospel? What did he say? Thank God for what the wizard said. The red key. He just gave me red card. This is red card. He will not go back again. That's gone. Glory to God. So allow that thing to leave your head. Glory to God. I know you can be so worried. What did you come from since yesterday? No one will teach you that. I will teach you that sometime. Maybe next year or the years to come. Amen. Amen. There is no body. And I need to say, there is no body or there is no place in this world where the gospel has been. That's the gospel. I make bold to say, there is no place. But what about the last 20 years that there is no place? Even in the last 100 years. And the gospel has been. That's what to say. Whenever you find, I heard it from Pastor Trevor, and that's very true. Well, I can't say it's wrong. When you find idol worship, the moment you go to a place and see idol worship, that means God was there. Idol worship is called rebellion towards God. Read scripture. No, they don't know God, it's only idol. It's only idol. Is it done? Nonsense. So the man cannot sit on the fence. That's what I'm saying in Hebrew. If you are not born again, you are gone. So you have to reach out to them. You are not born again, you are under darkness. Hallelujah. So to be born again is to be in the light. To be born again is to have direction. To be born again is to have the spirit, right? In Galatians chapter 3, verse 3, Paul wrote to the church at Galatia. He said, to be born again is to begin in the spirit. Amen? They haven't begun in the spirit. Are thou not being made perfect in the flesh? So, to be born again is to begin in the spirit. In God, chapter 3, verse 8, he said, the wind bloweth, when he listeth, you hear the sound of the air, for can't tell where it goeth, and where it goeth. So is he that is born of the Spirit. So to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You have received the Spirit. The Spirit of God is light. Hallelujah. Amen. Light. So the believer doesn't have a vision issue. I don't have a vision issue. I don't have a direction issue. I have light. You see, all of the Spirit, I mean, all of the leading of the Spirit is in the Spirit. I say it again. All of the leading of the Spirit is in the Spirit. And what you have received is the Spirit. So all of the leading of the Spirit is in the believer. All. All. Leading doesn't come from the sky. Doesn't fall from up down. No, it's in you. The believer is well led. Amen. Romans chapter 8. It says, as many. Now I'm reading John. So, Romans 8, 14, quickly, carefully. Romans 8, 14. Yeah, sorry. See, as many as are led by the Spirit, as many as are led by the Spirit, are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. So they are the sons of God. That was led there is the word ago. Ago. As many as are led. Led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was referring to the new birth. So that means the new birth is leading. We are called sons of God because of the Spirit of God. Now we have the Spirit. Hallelujah. We are all sons. All sons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I'm a son. I'm a son at one time. I'm a daughter. Continue. You don't have sons of other 15 sets of other. God bless you. I'm a kid. I'm a queen. If I left you, you're all king. Or king, don't son. I'm a daughter of Zion. He called men two daughters. Don't come to a fire. Yes, now. When he said, all daughters of Zion, I think his women he was referring to. He was referring to the whole city that he had called sons in Genesis. I mean, in Exodus. He now calls them daughters. So, sir, are you trying to say, well, what I'm trying to let you know is that he made them male and female together in him. Yeah. So when Adam saw the two ribs, he saw the two ribs in the vision. That the two ribs was not referring to my little rib. I remember my little rib. When did he lose it? San Dita Forest. Come and look for it then. He said, no, the two ribs are referring to the two sides of the temple. Amen. That's the vision. The truth of the temple, that means you have male and female in him. Hallelujah. So, that means your use of the word son and your use of the word daughter, you need to be changed. Not scripture. Hallelujah. But not please, that's what we're looking at today. Let's look at this. So that means, the believer doesn't have a leading issue, we said that, right? But when if there is going to be an issue, it will be with how you perceive that leading. How do you perceive it? How do you follow the leader? And that is what we have been taught. There is no master when it comes to leading of the Spirit. That is what the book is a master. I said when it comes to the things of the Spirit, there are no masters. No. You only have consistent men. Men who have been consistent with the things of the Spirit. If you leave the things of the Spirit, you get lost in it. You have to be consistent. There are no masters in it. Amen. If you don't pray, I can pray 15 hours. If you don't pray 15 hours for the next 1 year, you won't be able to pray 2 hours. Amen. You don't do follow up or you don't do evangelism for 2 months. Let us give you 2 months. If I take you to go and do evangelism, you will follow up. Don't they do? Why is that happening? It's because the things of the Spirit are things you should be consistent with. Did you get things? You should be consistent with it. You don't start praying, then you stop praying. Stop, let's fast. You'll be fasting 6 to 9. What kind of fasting is that? reverting things to show that you will open, things to show that you open fridge 10 times. What are you doing in the fridge? You go and change the fridge. By 11:30, you've not broken your fast, you're already cooking in the fridge. What kind of fast is that? That's hunger strike. You are fasting and watching Netflix. Continue. Amen. You are not consistent. The next part, I used to say I was not patient. You don't know you are not patient. You are not right. For you. For you. You think of the thing that you must be given to. Amen. You must be consistent. So when it comes to leading of the Spirit, you must always be consistent. Some people, only time they remember leading of the Spirit is when one boy is so single. Someone looking at leading of the Spirit. How do I know? That's only time you remember leading of the Spirit. Or when you want to pick one job, that's when you remember leading of the Spirit. Come on. It's our life. God wants to lead us everything. Or put it like this, God is leading us every day. Amen? And He wants you to yield to His leading every day. Hallelujah. God will direct your path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The psalmist will say, the word of the Lord is a light unto my feet. Say, and a light. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So God wants to lead every day of the life. Amen. So when there is an issue, it will be in hand to testify and follow the leading. Hallelujah. And take note. We said, follow God's leading in our spirit. How you follow God's leading in that is in your spirit will be with your mind. Your mind. Therefore, the mind is very vital. The mind is very vital in how you follow God's spirit. God's leading. Very vital. Therefore, in Romans 12, Paul will now say, he says, offer up your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And that says, and be not conformed, I explained this, you will not conform to this world. That word conform is what sushematizo. Don't be squeezed into what you are not. Sushematizo is, for example, let me explain it better. Give me 1 minute. Now, on a normal setting, this chair is supposed to lap with this, right? Right? Now, this and this cannot lap. They can't lap, right? Now, Sushi Matisse is, I'm forcing this to enter this by order. That is called Sushi Matisse. They are not supposed to lap. They are supposed to enter each other, right? But they are forcing it into it. Now, Sushi Matisse means, you are to try to be who you are not. To be squeezed into a mold that does not conform to your reality. Okay, follow me. So he says, be not conformed to this world. Why? Because this is not, the world of this world is not your mold. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. Amen. But be transformed, metamorphosed. What happened was metamorphosis. It is by the renewing of your mind. So you have to renew your mind. We look at what metamorphosis. But not looking at it today. Get your, you get your teaching. I explained that to us last. Hallelujah. Got to be fast now. Amen. So you have to renew your mind. And how do you renew your mind? You renew your mind with God's word. Hallelujah. You renew your mind with God's word. Hallelujah. God's word. So we said, the written word are informations of the spirit available in our spirit. Now, I have to say it well so that you get it. The written word, what we call your Bible, scriptures, are information of the spirit available in our spirit. What is the information of the spirit available in our spirit and are written for our minds to comprehend. Amen. So the reading was an information of the spirit available in our spirit that is written for our minds to comprehend. Therefore, we said, the Spirit inspires the word. We said that. The Spirit inspires the word. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. 2 Timothy 2, verse 16. By the word. The Spirit and the word are in agreement. They are in agreement. And this will be very vital in this season, this afternoon, or this morning into the afternoon. Very vital in this season. Hallelujah. The Spirit doesn't contradict the word. No. It doesn't contradict the word. If the Spirit doesn't contradict the word, it gives for me that proper interpretation of the scriptures reveals the leading of the Spirit. Proper interpretation of the scriptures reveals the leading of the Spirit. And wrong interpretation of the scriptures is to assume God's leading when it's not. I'll explain. I'm going to explain it now. Proper interpretation of scripture is to reveal the leading of the Spirit. Now, when scripture are not properly interpreted, you are assuming God is leading you that way, but God is not leading you. I'll give a very, very, very known scripture that we used to pastorize. Well, yes. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, that scripture that can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, I can do all things. No, that is in the Bible. But if you don't interpret it well, you will meet God's will. That do all things. So therefore, a man going to steal carries God and they can do all things. They can do what is all things? That definition is a definition that shocks me. I've defined it before. What is all things? All things is everything with the exception of nothing. That definition can kill. That can do all things. Or everything with the exception of nothing. Carry God and go and kill. The true Christ that strengthens you. No! That must be read in context. Hallelujah! If you don't read it in context, you have a wrong interpretation and wrong leading. And think God is the one leading you. You're going to fight the air boy and they bust your brain. I can do one thing. No. Amen. So proper interpretation is very vital. Amen. In understanding the leading of the Spirit. So when Paul said, I can do all things, he was specific. So all things were specific in what he has said. Amen. He said, I know how to abound and how to be appeased. You see that? He said, so I can do all these things I've said through Christ that strengthens me. Not everything will be a certain of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the written word and the Spirit are in conformity. Amen. Sometimes, I've heard someone say, they open scripture to him, explain, and say, hey, I understand what you said. What you said is literal. But I have the, No, there's something else. You remember, they used to say, no, I have the law of scripture. They hey, I'm the one who has it. They say, no, I understand you. This is literal. But I have the law of the scripture. The one that inspired the scripture. Yes? They will not want to say nonsense. Whenever I hear people say things like that, they want to say nonsense. Hey, 100% of the time, it's not that they say after all. Seriously, when I wanted to convince me one day, he now told me he was in a vision and the Lord told him to speak to Zachariah. Concerning this thing. And he said, okay, let's open it, Zachariah. Here you go. Nonsense. He was not even in life. We're now seeing the horseman. Alright. This is what the Lord showed you. Amen. Calm down. He's coming down. Amen. He's coming down. This is what we should do. Look at what scripture says. No, that is scripture. That is later. Somebody wants to say the later killer. Come, blow me your face. Let me slap you. Do you know what he was referring to? What Paul was referring to when he said the later killer? What about referring to scriptures now? Give us a grace now. Amen? The later killer, but the Spirit gives life. What did you think was referring to? through the liver till it back up the Spirit of God that have life. Okay, I heard he was sharing with someone one time. And the person was saying some things. Then, in that important time, okay, I heard him talk about that. I did that the whole lot. Even the time that I was in school, a dear minister friend and I was saying something. As well as she was gone, I just brought up my Bible. Can you show me from the scriptures?
Are you saying I'm lying? No,
you are not lying, man. But show me from the scriptures. We now have to do Bible study together. That's good. So the head is that this dear minister was sharing something with him and in his personage. So today, we have done somebody's personage. So, in answer, when God was there, now brought up his Bible, he said, can you show me this? And I said, no, what I'm telling you, you won't find it in that book. Just know that everything said the same process. What do you think you can't find it in that book? The scriptures are inspired by God. Hallelujah. If God has made it mandatory that the only way he can be known is through the scriptures. Therefore, therefore, you can't know God by any other means outside the scriptures. Amen. And God will not reveal himself to you by any other means that contradicts the written word. The written word becomes, listen, becomes very is the lead of the Spirit in a simple way. Someone wants to get married. He met his pastor and said, Pastor, I want to get married. And pastor said, who's your man? He says, the guy like that. So what is his name? Smiler. I said, Smiler what? Smiler? Is that what they do? I just want to know if that is the leading of the Spirit. Now, so the pastor wants to know if that is the leading of the Spirit. How? How do you want to know if it is the leading of the Spirit? He says, don't you know what the scripture says? Don't you need only you to become believer? He says, sir, I know. But I just want to know this one, that I can win him. No, no, what's going on? Relationship with that stupid man. Someone said that to me in 2013. Member of church, and I'm thinking, the war. I said, sister, calm down. This is what I'm talking about. It's only thinking and know that. The rest of you, you can only think and wonder. This is a scandal! No, I will be here. You know, as a pastor that's on the way, you don't get anything. I just allow. Came back after the offer. Did you win it?
No.
Did he win it? Are you a normal? No. What's your problem? Well, trust me, I can't. All the responsibility I gave to her, I removed it from her. What is it? Then you don't need it. And that's the wrong person to be a leader. What you don't need? Hallelujah. I listen to your pastor. And I'm your pastor. You want this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want this? So, pastor, I'm like, okay. And you must be careful as a believer. God's word is light in us. God's word is light in us. When you have that light, now you are looking for another light. You will find darkness. You are just being greedy. You are looking for something to complement what you have in your mind. Some people are like that. They know God's word, but they are trying to shy away from it. Amen. Glory to God. They are trying to shy away from it. They can look at something else. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Okay. Look at Jesus. Jesus subjected himself to the written word. Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus didn't come and say, leave Moses. No, Jesus never said that. He didn't say, leave Moses. You know, Moses is my boy. I was the one that gave him the word. Jesus didn't say that. Amen. He said, if you believe Moses, you believe me. Yeah, he does to Moses. Amen. John chapter 5 verse 44. I mean, verse 46. You believe Moses, you believe? Amen. He didn't come and say, don't worry, I'm here now, I'm the word. I'm the word become flesh. Look what he said, let me give you the word. No. Jesus never invented any new word. He never said anything that was outside Moses and the prophets. That should give you praise. Amen. He got to God. He said that it was that will let you feel all righteousness. And when he talks about righteousness, he was referring to the righteousness of the written word. Amen? He He followed the written word. He became the new Joshua. Even after the name of Joshua. Amen. That is how you can subject yourself to the written word.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Don't allow your ego to get the better part. Okay, following me? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, let's even get into something. Now, many times, I have this in my notes. Many times we get to know something by the Spirit of God that God wants us to do. Right? And many people jump into it immediately. Then some people, they just know something and you quickly want to do. And in quickly trying to do it, many times we run into error. See, I said this to us. I said, nobody that follows God is leading of the Spirit. Is God leading you? So, in leading, who is supposed to be in front? The one that is leading you, which is God. Right? So, if you are faster than God, you will meet God. So many times, we want to be faster than God. And especially in this our generation, when we live in a fast-paced world, anything you see in online, there are some people who want to know where they are. I will not go and check their status. How people like that? I want to know where this person is. Today, I want to know where someone is now. I know the person. I will just go to the person's status. I will know, I can tell where the person is. Fast-paced world, everything on that. Gucci shoe. That's the world we live in. But you know, God doesn't change his mode because of us. God doesn't change his mode because of us. Hallelujah. I remember one time like that. Okay, let me save somebody's head. This happens to me. Glory to God. But I'm telling you the truth. Never. I'm telling you. It is our world. I know they are saying, see, you are just you, for you being in this world, everything is moving fast. Amen. Especially under wisdom, routine, everything is fast. Chop, chop. You don't know what that means, just keep quiet. If you laugh, you go to heaven. Amen. Your everything is fast. Chop, chop. But you know, you are not, you are not like that. You shouldn't be like that. Look at God. Look at Mary. Do you know if Mary was to be in our world today and Mary was to be some people, not in church, in this our world, Jesus will not get to you. Jesus will not, he will not fulfill it. You know the joke? That your mouth cannot stay in one place. This lover, Istanbul, Gismania, Linda Cage, Tapia, Popia. We are not saying you listen to the word, you'll be sleeping. Yeah, the word will be sleeping. But you can watch brain chopper. You can drop your brain and subdue your brain. Hallelujah. Amen. Imagine Jesus or God speaking to Mary and Mary just goes immediately. What a vision. The Holy Ghost was here. I'm carrying the Savior King. So the Lord will do change baby shower. What do they call it? Baby shower loading. 10%. The Lord is coming through me. Herod will not need to send them to kill children. Herod will not say, check that too, check that too. Where is it coming from? Mark, Luke, or Gorlop, or Godia? Easy! Tap, 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 boom! Jesus is born. I say, I'm the word became flesh. The Savior is here. No! But that's the kind of fast-paced one we are in. Everything sharp, sharp, pitty. You're not supposed to do it now! Our prophecy is now! We didn't even close the intention as you are going and you are pushing it. I'm taking the whole wall. Bro, which wall did you take? I don't know. You just go to the wall. That's a joy. You understand? A joy is mine by the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't even know the part of Ojoy is deep. Amen? Amen? You don't even know the part of time you're saying Ojoy is yours. In one person, you are typing Ojoy. Amen? He's coming down! Amen? You just believe. You just heard one word today, bam! What did Paul see? Want to get the answer? Have a chat with him. One man! Shout out! You didn't even allow come to my ear. You didn't even allow the word sink. You want to know who entered? You want to know what Paul saw on his way to Damascus? Yeah. Shout out, one man. That is the kind of world we are in. See, I find it very weird to even post some of the things that I post. Not that I give it, if I post it. What is it? You get to know something new from me on social media. What I posted this morning, I've said it in church about 3 times, if I can post it. Because I'm not feeding people in the social media first. I'm feeding my local church first. Amen. And I think these are things that I've come to believe. Now this is tackle me on it. I won't change my mind. I will stay. Amen. Be careful. Your whole life. Some of you didn't know I did my master's till. I even post the pictures until like a month or so. I'm like, ah, if you master, I have done my master. And I'm done. We didn't even know. I don't understand. Are you my family member? Even my church members, they didn't even know. Now that we didn't even know the exact, the one that I'm doing now. So, that's my new. I should go and tell you about that. Some people can't do without people saying everything. Some people, even that your mouth is catching you to say everything. Someone there, tell me everything in your heart. At least, holy ghost. No, sir. Tell me everything. I want to do everything in your life. That's my new. Sorry. Mother of God. No, sir. Who are you? Why? Oh, their mouth is catching it. I don't know how to hold things. I don't know how to hold things. You must learn to hold things. Mary thought of things as she held it. Especially she held it in her hand. She knew Jesus is God. And if he carried it, he will be the people who will stand to him. You think in the Holy Ghost, you are mad. But he found it. Say how? Hold it. And your mother. Amen. So this is the teaching of her. And that's why you're born again. Hallelujah. Amen. So we live in a fast-paced world. You don't get nothing. Bah! You are out of it. No. Please, Father, say, I beg you guys for today. Just today. We need to run this up. Amen. Because
Let's pray one abundant. So when you get the word, live it. The first thing you do is to engage it in prayer. When you do that, before you put anything out. Once you have that living doing something, engage it first in prayer. In prayer. Stay with it. Sometimes you have to pray with that thing for years. Before you even say a word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I remember someone asking me one time like that after Pastor Jerry put his bed for Sophia, and then someone asked, was your wife pregnant? I said, yeah, how would you know? I said, how would you know? Is she your wife? My brother. Because I didn't even put anything else online. Even when Sophia was born, there was someone else. I went to put it online. When I came at the bed, they didn't. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't be careful. But engage it in prayer first. Hallelujah.
when you pray about things, when you pray about, especially when it comes to living, when you pray about things, see, it is not you being slow. I said this last week, I said, it's not you being slow or you not obeying God. Rather, no one who prays misses God. No one misses God when they pray. You can't miss God when you pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for some people, the things that they see, the things that God shows them or shows them are things that are not even for today. Many times are things that are for years to come. Years to come, and you are doing it now. I don't know if you understand. Some are even things that you will never see in your lifetime, and God is showing you. And he just needs you to pray for it. See, I said this and I said it very well. I used to say it to your pastors years back. I used to tell them, the reason, I believe the reason why I'm a pastor today is because somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed that we will be hearing this thing today in Matthew, in this place, in this spot. Somebody prayed. That person was, these people know me. That person never saw me. Or someone prayed. I am rest assured that someone prayed for me. And that is why I'm doing the work of ministry. Amen. Tell it again. And I keep saying it. Because I knew words that the Lord spoke to me concerning. Before we started church. And the reason why we're doing what we're doing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many times, I think that will take years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, I'm going to show you today. Some of them, you might not even see it while you are alive. Look at Abraham in Genesis 15. God spoke to Abraham about his descendants that will go on, that will go into the land of Egypt, and they will become slaves, and then God will rescue them. In Genesis 15, you know, it's Abraham's slave descendants. It's Abraham's slave descendants, isn't it? But God told him about it. Look at that. God told him about it. Glory to God. Moses wrote about facts that he never saw in his lifetime. Then the Lord will raise up a prophet after him. You will follow. Moses is the prophet. That prophet is Jesus. What is this? Moses is the prophet. Beg God, the Lord, show me your glory. Show me your kabod, your dosa. And God said, you will not yet see my face. Shall no one see me and not come alive. You see that? Amen. It's time you can't see my face now. So what is it? What will you speak about it? Hallelujah. So this time, you have to, God will show you things or talk, tell you about things that you might not even do. But you want to pray about it. You see that? Amen. So when you just live in Israel, the first thing you must do is to pray about it. You must learn to pray. Hallelujah. Because whatever that need is, this will be concerning God's plan in all the ways. We said that, right? Okay, we were looking at prophecy last time. Let me see if I can rush this. Right? Now, we said many times, and not all the time. Now, you know, many times. That my emphasis on many times, or sometimes, not all the time. I said prophecy reveals facts as regards the living. Well, that was what we said? Review facts as regards the living. As regards living. What is it? Someone should answer. What's the primary reason you have left? What's the primary reason you have left? What? Huh? Reason what? So for now, options, primary reason, okay, you have left. Primary reason you have left. Father, in what you say? These are the forces. This is correct. Amen. We are led primarily by the inward witness. Amen. Amen. Primarily, we are led by the inward witness. Okay. So, many times, prophecy is to reveal leadings. Facts as regards leadings that we have received. Either the inward witness or... And it doesn't mean prophecy doesn't give you direction. Right? But why it does that, right? Why you have direction via leading, you also reveal facts. Did you that? You reveal facts. You also get us into specifics. You can get into specifics with reading. For example, in Acts 15, where we were last week, and we are going to get a bit more attention, and that first year we will take up on the time the gospel is here and leading of the Spirit sometime around June. So let's look at it. Amen. Acts 15, verse 7. Then after this, now we know that a Mark 16 going to all the world, right? And preach the gospel. Going to all the world. Is that instruction to go into all the world everywhere? No. Paul and these guys were going into all the world. Look at verse 7. And after this, they came to Macedonia. They afraid to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of the Lord suffered them not. Now they were to go to somewhere else, but the Spirit of the Lord didn't allow them. How do we not allow them? That should be via prophecy, right? We're together. So, come on. The primary gift when believers are gathered, and that is where you need this brother. The primary gift when believers are gathered is what? Utterance. Different from being. Utterance. So, the Spirit of the Lord suffered them not. Is that? So, utterance, pure utterance, they knew not to go to Bithynia. Is that? By utterance. Did you not suppose something? We're going to get back to this shortly. We'll get back to this shortly. Put your hands there. But you see other scenarios that Paul had. Is that so? There are options, which is prophecy. Prophecy is some type of application. They knew how not to go somewhere. Amen. They knew how not to go somewhere. By God's will. Now, in as much as God told them to go into all the world, but they couldn't go in. And we saw a reason for that last week. Because they said, Paul did not go back here yet. But yeah, Paul now went to, after a while, Paul now went to Macedonia. Why he went to Macedonia? Because it was in Macedonia that God now raised up people to sponsor his ministry. Then he was now able to, through Macedonia, when they gave, the way they gave, right? He now went to this place and then he reached the whole place. Well, he needed that for. So God had to stop him from going there yet. Then rather he should go to this place, right? And from that place, he will reach out to him. Just very simple. And that's God. That's why he's the master. Hallelujah. He was led to this to him. So via prophecy, he knew not to go there. We're going to get to something on that. Look at this, chapter 20. Now today, Paul wants to go to Jerusalem. Acts 20. Don't go to Jerusalem. In verse 22, say, now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Now, he goes bound in the Spirit. Now, when you use that word bound in the Spirit there, it is that word in the Greek that means to be compared. So, Paul says he's compared in the Spirit. That's an emotion of the Spirit. That's the inward witness. Say, I go bound, compared in the Spirit. I go compelled in the Spirit. In one way, so by the inward witness, he knew to go to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. You God wanted to go to Jerusalem primarily inward witness. Right? Now what is the inward witness? You say the inward witness is the witness of the witness of the Spirit of the man born again that accepts, receives, endorses facts that are revealed to you. The witness of the Spirit of the man born again that accepts, refuses, endorses, and refutes facts revealed to it. Amen. So, quickly, look at verse 22. It says, but now I go back to the Spirit. Now, 23. Saying that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds of affliction abide me. Watch what he says. He said the Holy Ghost witness in every city that bonds of affliction abide me. Now, how did the Holy Ghost witness in every city? Prophecy. So by prophecy, he knew that there would be bonds and affliction. Is that where? In Jerusalem. Watch it. He was compelled, but he's compelled by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem to preach. But by prophecy, he's not knowing facts of that living. Did you see that? Facts of that living is not being revealed. If you go there, they will be born though. They will arrest you. Did you see that? Now, what I'm going to bring up here so that you see. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So the Holy Ghost witness will be what? Via utterance. So Paul knew by utterance now what will happen to him. Is that fact? Is that fact? That is fact of the living. They'll be born. Now, listen. Now, he has the leading of the Spirit, compared emotions of the Spirit based on what is now revealed. Now, and based on what is now revealed via utterance, he now knows that, okay, there will be what? Bonds. Look at chapter 21 verse 4. And finally, the disciples returning their 7 days, who said to Paul, through the Spirit, that he should not go up to Jerusalem. Did you see that? Now, look at verse 4. Did you see? The Holy Ghost witness. Now here's the result of that witness. Men began to say, don't go to Jerusalem because of what? You see that? Watch it. Were they sincere? Were they sincere? Those who said that you shouldn't go, were they sincere? They were sincere. But was that God's leading? No. What was God's leading? Go bound to Jerusalem. They are born there, but now, based on human sentiment, I told us I was going to talk about human sentiment last week, right? Now, based on human sentiment, they actually don't go. Imagine, you now get to lead, this is not leading you, to go to San Pisa. And, hopefully you now get, ah! Not you, but the power of the Holy Ghost actually needs you. Say, ah! So you see this taking away, ah! They broke the guy. Ah! Man of God, please don't go. See that. How was that? Sincere. Sincere. You know, sincere, sincere people. But you know what? Sincerity is not the beginning of the spirit. You must learn to differentiate that. Emotion. When you apply your emotion, I want to be sincere. It's not me. Amen. But in the leading of the spirit, you have sincerity. Where emotions are not. Most of our emotions can play a role in how the prophecy will now come out. Is that our emotions can play a role in how the prophecy will come out. Amen? We are human beings. And as human beings, we have emotions. So don't fight yourself with it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, here's what that is good. You must know as a believer when utterance has crossed the line to emotion. You must know when the utterance has crossed the line to emotion. And it doesn't mean all the time that prophecy or utterance is false. It doesn't mean that the prophecy or the utterance is false. No. But that there is human element now attached. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why I spoke to us about judging prophecy. We're going to see it shortly. But let's judge. Approve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 8. And in that day, we that are of false company. We that are of false company. They parted and came to Caesarea. And when they entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, asked this. Which were born of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And to tarry there many days, they came down from Judah, a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come to us, he took false brethren, and bound his own hand and feet, and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jew at Jerusalem bind this man that owns this brethren, and shall deliver him to the hands of the Gentiles. Did you see that? Did you see that? Amen. So is that another confirmation? Is that another confirmation that there will be born? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So how many confirmations now do we have? Acts 20, every city. Right? Acts 21, 4. Don't go. Yeah. Another confirmation. Did you see that? Then look at verse 12. That is where you now find the human element. And when we heard this thing, both we and they of that place besought him not to go to Jerusalem. Human sentiment became displayed. This is that emotions now playing. And Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to only be bound, I mean not to be bound only, but to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. But he knew that he was led. Hallelujah. Now, the prophecy wasn't that he shouldn't go. You must take that. The prophecy wasn't that he shouldn't go, but that bones are waiting. Hallelujah. That was the prophecy. Their bones are waiting. Right? So they do not go there in human sentiment. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. So therefore, we now saw something last week. Right? Which we call the Bible principle of how to judge a man. The Bible principle of how to judge a man. And I put it like this. Every prophet, while you are confirming and waiting for the witness, so there's also such a thing as witnessing to the leading of the Spirit. Amen. While you are waiting for the witness, you must be praying. Don't say, I'm waiting for confirmation. Pray. You're praying about it. So, remember I said, you shouldn't disapprove a prophecy. Right? You must pray. Glory to God. The first stage or stage of sharing away prophecy is Deuteronomy chapter 13. When a man tells you something that is not in the scripture. I can see a black bitch. Go and carry it, right? And take your bitch on top of the slash. Just preach it, that's all. Did you get it? Eh? Yeah, that one, you don't need witness. Just judge it. Judge it away. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. So there's a Bible principle about the judge matter. And it also applies in prophecy. Like I said earlier, you shouldn't take, it doesn't mean while you are looking to get confirmations or witnesses, you should throw away the prophecy when it's first made. No. Rather, you should subject it to witness of the Spirit, and we will teach you how to do that now, and also pray about it. Pray about the first acts you must do. Let the Holy Ghost with you. When you hear a word, a brother just give you a word of prophecy. And we're going to practice it very seriously. When we are done, we'll pray. Amen. That's how we run with prophecy. We take the prophecy and then we'll pray with it together. Hallelujah. And it doesn't stop in that meeting. You take it away from that meeting. Hallelujah. And you pray. You schedule time to pray. Sometimes you just have to get those teachings. Hallelujah. In the course of this week into next month, we're going to get all those prophets who had a previous series. We're going to put it out to our WhatsApp group so that we'll see the different teaching. New pastors are going to send it to you guys. That we'll have to learn with you. And that's how we'll pray this week. What are you hearing? Amen. Wisdom. That's how we'll pray this week. We are warring with prophets. Hallelujah. In the place of prayer. We are warring with prophets. Hallelujah. We are warring with it. Glory to God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. So let's see that. Acts 16. Let's get back to Acts 16. Let's see, what did Paul do when the Holy Ghost told him not to go? Verse 8. Okay, the Holy Ghost told him not to go to Bithynia, suffer them not. And passing by Mysia, he came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Just to the man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord has called us to preach the gospel unto them. We want to use that word assuredly gathering. That word assuredly gathering there, that word gathering there is the word sumbibaido. S-U-M-B-A-B-I-D-O. Sumbibaido. That was something by you means to bring things together. So what Paul did was to bring facts together. Prophecies together. He gathered the prophecies. Oh, we shouldn't go there. And this person prophesied that this. And then we saw this vision. Oh, when we look at it together, the Lord is saying we should go to the city. Did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that? It's called action. So many times, that's do not go. He now subjected it to what? Witness. To have witness from where the Lord wants us to go. And we saw that the Lord is leading us there to pursue. Hope you're following me. A believer should be that intelligent. Intelligent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe that some of us, what happens to us, I'm going to say, because I'm going to bring it home to this. You attend CRT. Somebody tells you something. You started praying with me. You came to Believers Convention. Someone else now relates something similar, or very similar to it, but not in the same words to you. You should know that the Holy Ghost is still keeping your mind on that thing. Amen. Let me share something with you. Since 2018, that I started attending CRC. Now something that has always come to me by different persons, I hear it almost every special meeting I'm there, is ministry, it's about radio ministry. I still heard it in the last Believers Convention. This was for me. What do you think the Lord is saying? I'm more than able to say the Lord is always setting my heart on it again. Setting my heart on it again. And I know it's praying about it. And I'm just thinking of prayer about it. It's always in that reminder in this. And I know if I go again, I'll see you something. Amen. So that means I will now start. All your reading is start. There was a time you were here, a woman attended meeting. I didn't mention about reading. About owning. The only things I'm talking about, sorry, is about owning a radio station. It's not even about doing a program or anything. And we did not start from CRC. Who can we say? I and my friends, we've spoken about the external path. About owning a radio station that will broadcast God's word for 24 hours. We talked about it. But there's no rush about it. Look at how long, over 19 years. Over 19 years. I have not lost time. Amen? Amen? When that time comes, you will see that we're going to use it. A woman came, I wanted to sponsor you. You know, it's not the Lord that made it happen. The day I heard it, I was like, she just attended meeting the first day. She said, she met them. She didn't meet them. Maybe I said, I want to, this girl are so fresh. I want to put it out. When they fight. So when they do that, I guess I was the one that responded to it. He shall say that to me in 2015, or I will not go ahead. When you said it to me, it was great. Right? I know the way. Again, I am always in the rush. We have daily people for that. You guys know this. We have grandma daily people. When I was in the rush. No. Tell us our central. Let us come for a while. Let us go see her. Is she attending next? Continue. Go ahead. She's attending it. Amen. Amen. And I do that to God. Sometimes you can be moved with emotion. You are telling the first time. They're learning Greek word, Hebrew word. There was someone else at the church. After the first day, he said, sir, I love this one. I want to be a committed. Now to be, give me responsibility. I left that one more, the guy in Japan. He's not the traveler, he's Japan from Nigeria. I want to be hearing words. It's not me words. Amen. Amen. Okay. We were going to judge him. Don't be in a rush. Okay, don't be in a rush. We're running off now. Don't be in a rush. We're going to judge him. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Read all the passages. Deuteronomy 17, verse 6. 17, verse 6. He says, say by the mouth of two witnesses or true witnesses. Shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. And by the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. That means, Paul, Moses warned that you cannot hold things by the mouth of one witness. He might be worthy by two or three. This became a principle in scriptures. In Deuteronomy 19, verse 15. Deuteronomy 19 verse 15, he talks about judgment also. Deuteronomy 19 verse 15. Let's see this now. 15, he says, one witness shall not rise up against a man for an iniquity or for anything. Anything that he sinneth, the mouth of two or three witness, or the mouth of two witness shall the matter be established. So he's judged by witnesses. What are you following? Amen. You have it also in Numbers. I showed you that last week. Now, rush quickly to Paul, 2 Corinthians. Paul man used the same principle in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is Paul now. 13. He says, this is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Did you see that? He's reading for me. He says, shall every word be established. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 5 verse 19. This is about a leader in church. 19, it says, against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Did you see that? Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 28. It says, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy, or that two or three witnesses. So, this is taking a principle in scripture. So no things by two or three witnesses. So Jesus in Matthew 18, when I'm reading that, Matthew 18, Matthew 18, Matthew 18, 16, he said, when the spirit is you walk, when the spirit you walk in, you never stop walking. Okay, Matthew 18, are you there? Is it if, okay, verse 15, say, but all by the brother shall trespass against thee, go to tell his fault between thee and him alone, if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained your brother. 16, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, when they say one or two more, it means that one plus me is two. This is that the second person is three. This is that, I say by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Jesus speaks without this. Amen? Amen? We're going to read on what Jesus said. By the mouth of two or three witnesses. So why are you saying wrong? Is there any point? Now, it doesn't mean when you hear the person, you don't care about it, right? But always lead into what you witness. So you start praying about it, right? You must always wait for confirmation. And you don't force out the confirmation. What are you hearing? They will come. You don't force it out. You want to say, hey, concerning, you see, somebody told me something. I want to confirm it. No. Just pray about it. Be quiet about it. Amen. God will not kill you. Just pray about it. Keep praying about it. As you pray about, listen, look at what prayer does. When you pray about, listen now, you know, you keep getting facts about that. And as you're getting facts about that, something that you must know is the fact that as you get to know those facts about that thing, you are still relaxed about it. Very relaxed. Once you get to that confirmation. There was a time when I was right? Who prayed about it? We prayed about it during prayer retreat. We prayed about it all night. We had different words. We had different confirmations. We saw visions. You know what? Probably we didn't know why we didn't go. We made plans with Rema Church, just to go there and do it. But I said something. I'm going to get there. The last confirmation I said to myself was going to be between me and my pastor. I had confirmation from everybody. Everybody spoke about it. It doesn't mean what you said was wrong. There was that move to go. But I spoke to my pastor and he said to me, he said, let's pray more about it. said, don't beat the Lord. I told you I've met you in Uganda. He said, yeah, good. But don't beat the Lord. Let's pray more. Now the experience is that many times, what the Lord showed them might be what could happen, what might happen, or what will happen in years to come. And you wouldn't force it, the window would be available. You see that? Yeah, we just cry about. I will see that window will be available. I took it. Did it pain me? Pain you? He said, yeah, pain now. But that's my past. And I understand the reason. I wanted to go. What else do I wish I want? I do. Amen? But I didn't go. I couldn't go. But I have to submit myself to God's word. Amen. I got a lot of confirmations. But yet, those confirmations still need a witness to confirm. There are a lot of witnesses though, but those witnesses need a witness. I'm going to teach you that later. Amen. Witness to the witness of the living. Then I just said, okay, my pastor said, we should pray. Now I just said, we should pray. That many times, that was when, some of the things I'm teaching you now, you're not explaining it for me. It's for me. And I said, many times. What you show today might be for 30 years. Sometimes might be for another 30. Just God wants to pray. And those visions and those things you've seen are God showing you how glorious the meeting will be. For you will not teach. And you will not be angry. And you are not the one God chose. Amen! You are not angry. Amen. Glory to God. Because there's no competition. My dear brother, I am. The first of our family can be having a program. Maybe want to have a big program. And my role for that program is to ensure that I pray for that program's success. You want me to take envy out of your heart. What are you envy of? Nothing. It's the same work. Hallelujah. Amen. Some young fellow pastors were having a meeting in America. I and this man of God there. I just told you, you are following this and I didn't even know what. They invited me. There was the first time it was me and that one. I broke down. First of all, I'm free to even if they didn't allow me to sit down and see. But to just act there. No, they don't. You think his family is not even meeting within Mapu Kaona. I said, no, I said. Don't see that. But I will focus on one thing, because I didn't want those guys, I want you to bring me out. I will sit down. Don't just call my name. Don't just sit down and be blessed. Amen. Now, for people like that, now we have it as prophet, apostle, doctor. And I will run like every other person. Examine. I'm not fighting with any lack. Amen. It's the same God. It's the same Jesus. Amen. So put this scared when the Lord is leading you to pray for a task you will not do. Because no matter how you try to do it, you will not still do it. So pray. Amen. Amen. Yes. Pray. And I know that as a church, we pray for many churches. We started doing it in our GPLA. We'll keep praying for churches. Hallelujah. Where we can't preach, they will reach. Hallelujah. Where we wouldn't go, they will go. It's the same Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, everybody. Amen. Amen. So, it's very vital. You must learn to subject it to witness. Witness to the living. Glory to God. Now, look at what Jesus put the local church. He said, if that brother doesn't hear you, he said, get it to the local church. If you don't hear the local church, allow the brother. So he put the local church at the apex. So that shows you something. In the witness of the witness, the major witness to the leader of the Spirit is how is God leading your local church. In that word, in that prophecy, is not in line with how God is leading the local church. So you know. Pray. If it is not in line with scripture and how God is leading the local church, And then the very vital part of your living is always to speak to your pastor. And always subject yourself to what your pastor has said. Speak to your pastor. If you come to meeting, I'll tell you. If you are telling me somebody gave me a prophecy and I'm coming to meeting with you, I'll tell you no. Go and pray about it. And stay there. Amen. Get more witness. Did you get me? Not get more witness. More witness will come. When you gather those witnesses together, you can then reach out. Did you get me? So we can now do a song divided together. What are you following me? You can now do a song divided together to see what the Lord is saying. And then your pastor can now, by God's leading, tell you this is what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you take instructions very vital from the local church. Instructions as a believer is our life. Glory to God. But so is our life. God wants to be much more. Or God wants us to be to His name. I yield to His name. Just bow down your heads. Just pray.